Ross Evans from the newsroom is here with headlines from across the country. Hello, Ross.
Hi, Annie.
Now, North Korea has reacted angrily to the new sanctions imposed by the UN Security Council yesterday.
Yes, Pyongyang and the US continue to trade threats, with the rogue state promising the greatest pain the states have ever suffered following the UN's decision to reduce North Korea's economic exports. The US president has responded in kind. The move was nothing compared to what would ultimately have to happen with North Korea, he said. The UN sanctions will attempt to starve the country of fuel and income for its weapons programs.
Now, back in Australia, the Department for Human Services looks as though it's sorting out its notorious robo-debt problem.
Indeed, the Department for Human Services delivered a document to Parliament yesterday showing that 20,000 people in Australia that were sent notices by the automated debt recovery system, also known as robo-debt, have been found to owe less than initially told, or in the case of a third of them, nothing at all. But the government continues to insist the system is working. Dr. Cassandra Goldie of the Australian Council of Social Services says the figures are not at all reassuring. The full extent of the problem is still to be discovered.
Well, we're very concerned about the release of these figures. The big question for us is how many people have ended up paying debts because they didn't appeal and didn't challenge the assessment of the debt in the first place. So there is a story that is yet to be told here, and we may never get to the bottom of
it. And the tragic situation developing on the border of Myanmar continues to worsen.
As almost half a million Rohingya refugees flood desperately into Bangladesh, the government of Myanmar is denying the UN's claim that it is engaging in ethnic cleansing. Myanmar's envoy to the UN continues to blame Rohingya insurgents for the violence in the Rakhine state. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Raja Al Hussein, says he's appalled by the tactics being used by the Myanmar military.
The media reform's being debated in the Senate today. Where's that up to, Ross?
Well, it hasn't officially passed yet, but it's set to get the all clear this evening after the government reached a deal with the Nick Xenophon team. The new deal will see tax breaks for independent journalism and levies put on internet giants such as Facebook and Google. This is the second time the government has had to compromise after Pauline Hanson's One Nation called for a funding cut for the ABC and additional funding to community radio. Professor of Law and Criminal Justice at UniSA, Rick Saar, says the community radio can't rely on the reforms and they'll have to adapt to the new age.
Well, if you're talking about getting rid of the 2 and 3 rule, I would suggest that there could be some doubts about community media, but again, like any sort of change in society, community media just needs to reform and rephrase. In other words, to try and hang on to rules that essentially were shaped back in the 1980s and 1990s just for the sake of hanging on to community media is probably not the way to go. One should simply say the landscape is changing. How do we need to change to remain relevant?
And following a fiery question time in Parliament today, the government's still refusing to clarify the future of a clean energy target as proposed in the Finkel Review.
Today's question time was indeed lively, with both sides of the House trading blows on energy policy. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has said the government's aim was to ensure lower power prices for reliable energy supply. He gave a speech with his most repeated line of late, "Our energy policy is driven by economics and engineering, not ideology." I spoke a short time ago to Labour spokesman for climate change and energy, Mark Butler. He outlined his party's views on the matter.
Well, Australia is in the middle of a deep energy crisis with power prices skyrocketing and increasing warnings about the risk of blackout to two-thirds of the nation. The country has before it a blueprint that was delivered to the government by the chief scientist of Australia, and the central recommendation is for a clean energy target that will deliver the new generation for affordable power and secure power in coming years. But reports this morning indicate that Malcolm Turnbull is walking away from that recommendation under pressure from Tony Abbott. So we're calling on the Prime Minister to back in his own chief scientist and join with Labor to sit down and negotiate a bipartisan energy policy that will end the crisis.
Mark Butler talking to Ross Evans. Thanks for that, Ross.
No worries. Thanks very much.